So this is episode one.
Welcome to Road Fries.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Let's get it. Dude, I saw a thing about a guy that could, there's people that have like perfect memory. And the guy said that he went to a hotel and the guy at the front said, oh, hello, so-and-so. Like he knew his name and the guy's like, I've never met you. But like he didn't say nothing. He's like, oh, hi. And I guess he'd stayed there. And when he looked up the record of the last time he stayed there, it was like 3 years ago.
What?
And the guy remembered his name perfectly. And he said, God, he remembered. Like, imagine having that kind of recall.
Well, have you seen those things that, like, those people that, like, there was a dude that was like, he like took a helicopter ride over New York City.
Mm.
And he was able to take, and when they landed, he drew like the entire skyline.
Oh, okay.
Like building for building.
Yeah. I think I saw that.
What?
Dude, it was so detailed too. And it's like, but wasn't he like, he had a mental thing.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's got to be like a condition to have that good of memory.
Yeah. And so I remember seeing that because he drew like the whole thing on a wall or something, didn't he? And it was like the whole Manhattan or New York.
Yeah. So when you forget something, it drives you nuts. And you're like, oh my God, I forgot this. Like how I was today.
Mm.
Could you imagine how it is for somebody like that with that good of memory to forget something? Because everybody would be like, you're supposed to be the guy that remembers things.
Well, I mean,
that's your thing.
I mean, you have long-term and short-term memory, right?
Well, yeah. But
like, short-term would be like, I forgot my keys in my pocket or on the countertop.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, yeah. I guess his, that would be frustrating.
You're like, you're the memory guy. Why didn't you remember it?
But I, like, forget things that I shouldn't forget. I forget words.
Bruh.
And it's a word that is the stupidest thing. Like, I'll forget can opener or something, you know, something that you use commonly.
Yeah.
And I'll look at it and I'm like,
that thing.
Oh, my brain doesn't connect the two.
That thing. Everything is that thing.
The thing for the to open.
The thing. Yeah. And then like
the
you
lids.
Start forgetting the other words in that sense. You're like, the thing, that thing's the thing.
I used to say the, like, take words and say them back to back to back and like just repeat them a bunch and you forget the meaning of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done that.
We gonna visit your dripping the chocolate?
Yeah, so one day I was on the internet and there was a meme that came out and it was this guy singing Chocolate Rain. If you don't know it, you should look it up. But I saw a video that some guy posted and he opened probably 20, 30 windows on his laptop and he played the video and he's like, just do that. So I did it. I was okay, you know, just tried it, opened a bunch of them and I'm just sitting there. And I hit play, and they all play at the same times, like, but it's off of each other by like fractions of a second. And I just remember sitting there and like the computer's going off singing Chocolate Rain, and it was like the most terrifying thing because I couldn't stop it because I opened so many of them, probably like 40 of them. So I'm sitting there trying to click out of them, and my computer started glitching and freezing, and it's still playing. So I shut it off and I threw it in the corner of my room. And it was still playing for a second, and then it finally died, and I was terrified, dude.
Yeah.
I did not know what to do with myself after that.
Dude, okay. So, subject I came across on Reddit the other day.
Mm.
How messed up would it be to get sent to, like, an insane asylum when you're not insane? Like, I mean, I'm not mentally, like, the most stable person. Like, I have,
hey,
like, weird thoughts, but I think everyone has weird thoughts. But,
yeah,
like, imagine, like, a court order to go to an insane asylum, even though you got in a car accident or something, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, the court orders you to go to a mental facility. How would you take that?
I don't know, man.
Because,
I mean, everybody says that they're not crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, the people that are in there. So it's your word against people that are keeping you there.
Yeah, so you don't really have a choice. But, like, could you imagine, because, like, your life gets taken away. Your family, your friends, everything. You have no communication with them, really. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure you have, like, visiting rights, because I don't really know too much about it, but, like, just imagine, like, you're in the mattress room. Everything's padded in mattresses, and you got the jacket on.
I mean, but they have to test, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do they test you and say, okay, you're not crazy? Like, there has to be some, there has to be a...
So it doesn't happen?
Let's say there has to be a set point.
Yeah.
In the craziness, like they have to test you, they have to see how your mind works, and with the ability to let you go, like, unless you do something that's like crazy. That's like, I mean, like if say like you killed a bunch of people, you know, like
and flinging poop off a roof,
or you get. But I guess like, yeah. Well, I don't know about doo-doo. That.
Throwing the doo-doo at people. You yeah, because I mean that'd make you look crazy.
It would.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like I feel like I'd be able to pass a sane test.
You think so? Now is that you talking or is that the inner you, your inner monologue?
Or is that the crazy me saying that everything's gonna be okay?
Yeah. Because there's the you that you are, and then there's the weird thoughts that you think about.
Your intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you're driving on a road and you're on the side of a mountain and you're like, what if I just ran off this friggin' road?
Yeah, because like, what's the name of those?
Dude, I don't know.
Because there's a name look them up. For that. Because
there
like,
is there's here you look it up while I talk okay. about it. I guess so. There are those thoughts, and I mean, that could make you crazy, I guess. But I think that everybody has them, and as much as I've talked to a lot of people that I've brought it up to, and they say, yeah, you know, like you get the sudden thoughts of, okay, so you're driving on a road, and just think, oh, what if I just like tilt the steering wheel towards oncoming traffic? Like you never
intrusive
do it.
Intrusive thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts. I think I said that.
Yeah, I think
so.
You did, yeah.
So like people think about that. Like I would never do that. I yeah. would, you know, like don't think here that I'm like suicidal and like about to run into a tree. You know, yeah. I'm fine. It's just like those thoughts that you get. Like what would happen? Like what if? Like you always, you know, your brain dabbles in the possibilities of everything.
Yeah,
you know?
you wonder like even it doesn't even have to be like your actions. It's like what if I just saw that car just blow that light and just T-bone a car?
Yeah,
because like I mean it happens. People blow lights all the time. Like. And you're like,
your brain,
how would I react?
Your
would
brain.
I be able to be the person that, like, pulls somebody out of a burning car?
I don't think I would. I'd like to think I would.
Because everybody's going to think that, oh, I'm going to be the hero or, oh, I'm going to do the right thing.
People
but
freeze,
you don't know
bro.
Until.
People
yeah,
freeze.
You,
I've seen it in person, you know?
Yeah,
like
people freeze on simple things.
Like, I mean, when I was really, really young, me and my mom went to they were opening up, a new subway system in California.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, oh, let's go. You know, I don't know how old I was. I must have been, like, 10 or 9 or something, but we went, you know, to check it out, to ride the subway. I was like, oh, brand new, you know, it was cool. So we went down there to check it out, and me and my mom were going, and like this guy was like doing like BMX tricks off like the rails, and I don't know if you've ever seen the stairs on a subway, and they're steep.
Yeah,
so this dude on a BMX, or I think it looked more like a mountain bike, but
oh, nice.
I don't know, he like got on the rail and rode it down, and he face planted on the very bottom of it. And, like, it was probably, like, one of the most, like, gruesome things I've ever seen because, like, as we got closer because we were around there, like, his just a puddle of blood around his head. You know, and, you know, you hate to assume that he passed away, but, like, it's one of those things where it's like, did I just see somebody, like, die right in front of me? Yeah. Like, so, like, I froze. My mom did, too. You know, she was.
You're just like.
It hit my mom a
lot harder than me.
When you but,
see
yeah.
when you see things like that, yeah.
And, like, you see them all the time in movies and stuff, and, it's, you know, it's fake.
Yeah.
But, like, if you really saw somebody, like, right in front of you just, like, fly out of a car hitting something, you know, like, you'd freak out. Like, I mean, I stumble across it on the internet. You know, you come across those pages
see,
all
like,
the time. Yeah. See people dying on the internet. And it's like, oh, you know.
Why'd I have to see that?
Why'd I look? Like,
yeah.
But you look. But if it was in person, I think, like, everybody would react a lot more different.
Well, yeah, it's not like Hollywood where, like, you stick a finger in, like, they're wounded and they're better.
Yeah,
and
dude. Like
save them. But, like, if you were in that situation, do you think you could stick your do you think you could pinch off an artery to save somebody's life? Because, like, first off, I don't know if I know the know-how. Like, I might pinch off the side that's, like,
I feel like
the bleeding side.
I feel like that takes a lot more precedence over doing it is do you know how?
Yeah. And that's what people overlook is, like,
Well, a lot of the times, like, nowadays, it's like, you do that, dude, you can go to jail.
Yeah, if you don't do it right.
If you don't do it right and somebody dies, you're better off letting that person die than risking yourself for a lawsuit or anything, dude.
Yeah.
Like, people are so sue happy about it. And I mean, I get it, but it's like, this person was trying to save your kid's life.
Yeah.
Like whether or not he did it wrong.
The intention was right, but
the intention
was
right, but
poor.
The execution, he didn't know what he was doing. So I feel like I would not want to get involved because I'm not a qualified person.
Yeah.
But it would, like, if it's something where it's like, oh, this guy's leg is bleeding out. Like I'd probably be able to put my belt around it. Like I've seen it in a tourniquet, you know, like, something like that. But if it's something where it's like, oh, this guy's like intestines are falling out, we need to put him back in his stomach, I'm not gonna, I don't know,
that'd
man.
Be hard. Yeah,
I'm not gonna
be
put
hard.
The pancreas over the, you know, the gallbladder. I don't know what
yeah,
I'm doing,
I don't
man.
Know what order they go in? This
I
is
don't
an operation.
I didn't take anatomy. Like,
yeah,
well, I think a lot of
like
it,
obviously, like if something's on fire, that's kind of a dead giveaway to pull the body. Like,
yeah, yeah,
I'm okay. pretty sure somebody would be glad to be pulled out of a burning car.
Yeah,
but you hit their broken leg on the way out, then you just leaving
it's
them in
like,
there.
It's like you're going to die, and I accidentally broke
fire is no bueno.
Yeah.
like, everybody knows that fire is no bueno.
But they also have the thing where, like, the DNRs that people don't know
oh,
about,
yeah,
the
do not resuscitate people?
Like if you somebody, think, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody, you drag somebody out of a burning car, that they were going to die, and that person has a DNR,
Does the DNR qualify for that?
Yeah, dude.
Is that what that is?
At any point, I think it does. I don't know. I think it's more of like if they are dying.
But is a DNR like a legal thing?
It is. Do not resuscitate. Even doctors can't go around.
Okay, but like
I've seen.
What if it's tattooed on them? Because I don't know if paramedics and stuff like accept like a tattoo, like a DNR across their chest. I don't know if that's like an acceptable thing.
I don't know how people carry it through.
Yeah,
because
it's like, hold on, I got this paper.
Like, I mean, I imagine that they keep it in their wallet, you know, like or
yeah,
in their
like
purse.
In the moment, you don't go through.
Bracelet.
Yeah, but like, yeah, a bracelet would make sense. A bracelet or a necklace would make
kinda
sense.
Kind of like the diabetic people have that on them,
yeah.
Or some people do. I've seen them.
But I just like a piece of paper. I don't think that's even like a good enough form, just because
know.
Like
I don't know if somebody can tell us. I would appreciate that.
Because.
We're not giving legal advice here.
Yeah, we're not giving legal advice. So we know nothing.
But
yeah, because like
don't resuscitate somebody with a DNR.
Yeah, but yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if it's a piece of paper, like your first instinct when somebody's like bleeding out or something isn't like, let me check their wallet to see if they have one.
Or what if it's somebody that's like choking, and you have to give them CPR? That's a resuscitation.
Yeah, because like you're not thinking. You're like, oh crap, he just didn't chew his food good enough.
Or, like, he's drowning, you know, and you pull him out of the pool, and you got to do CPR and mouth-to-mouth. That's resuscitation.
Yeah, and that's
so
like
it's like,
a,
you're going to get sued, bro.
And that's what's weird about it is because, like, you don't think when somebody's, like, choking on a hot dog or piece of sandwich. Like, you don't think, oh, crap, let me check if they have a DNR. You're just like, oh, he's choking.
Have you ever had that instance where you choke on something and you think you're going to die?
Yeah.
Dude, me too.
I've done that with, like, water, bro.
No,
I was on the wrong pipe. I'm like, oh, God.
So I actually had that happen to me when I was, like, really young. I don't know. I got, like, this is going to sound weird. It's like a mouth fetish, I guess. I used to have it. Like, you just chew on things. Like, you chew your straws. I chew my
lids.
You know? And some people don't. Kudos to you, you know, big ups.
Teeth are probably better off.
Yeah, probably. But, like, I used to chew on, like, pencils, like, you know, just, like, whatever. And I chewed off one that had, like, a classic number two. Let's take your test.
Of course.
And the eraser came off. So I was just chewing on the little metal bit, right?
Oh, God. Ew.
Just, dude,
I couldn't do that. Right there, I'm going to cut you off.
I'm an animal.
You're an animal.
But.
You're crazy.
So I chewed this piece off, and my silliness, I inhaled it. Dude, I inhaled that metal piece, and I swear to you that I was going to choke to death because I could not breathe. It was in my throat, and I gave myself the Heimlich from what I remembered. And I probably didn't do it properly, but it worked. It came back up, dude.
It was properly. It just wasn't,
but I don't, you know, like, you always see it. It's like, oh, put your thumbs in your belly button, and you push up,
yeah,
like in the person's. But
I think it's like three fingers.
And I did it, dude, and I did not choke, and that was, like, the most terrifying thing because nobody could help me. Like, I was just choking in the middle of, like, a freaking playground.
Have you ever looked back at stuff you did when you were, like, a little kid, like, elementary school little kid, and it's, like, not just cringe, but just, like, what the heck was I thinking?
Dude, that's half my childhood, bro.
Because, like, I remember one time I saw somebody do it. I'm not going to name names because I can't remember the kid's name. But we were sitting there, and I don't know what he was thinking. We're on the playground. We had, like, a sand playground, like the sandbox with, like, the slides and stuff. And I remember watching this kid stick a rock up his nose. And we were in, like...
What's that? How big was the rock? How big was his
big
nose?
Big enough to go in his nose. His nose was big enough to take the rock. So,
so it was a perfect fit.
Yeah, it was a perfect fit. And so I remember sitting there, and we were old enough to know better. We were old enough to know better. We were, like, in fifth or sixth grade. And he wasn't, like, by any means, like, not up to par with the rest of the class. He was a good kid.
He wasn't below average.
And, yeah, and I don't, even if I could think of the kid's name, I wouldn't say it on here. But, like, I remember sitting there, and we were playing something. It was right as Pokemon dropped.
Oh,
and
good,
so
good
we
times.
Were all, yeah. And so, like, we were in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
And... He was doing something, and he had, like, this little rock, And I remember one of my friends saying, hey, he's going to stick it up his nose. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way this kid's going to stick. Oh, I'm like, we're in fifth grade or something like that. It was like, maybe fourth grade, because I remember, I think Pokemon came out
in
like.
We're in fifth grade, guys. Come on, grow up.
Yeah, grow up. No, yeah. We might have been in fourth, because I think I got my first Pokemon card when I was in fourth grade. It was an Eevee. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
I just remember looking at the ones that were like the element ones, and I thought they were cool. But when later on, I realized they were worth nothing. So I was
the energies.
Yeah, the energies. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, and so we'll go down that in a second.
I'm like, come on.
But yeah, and it just we were playing Pokemon, and he just stuck this rock up his nose, and it got stuck.
Oh no!
And I was like, oh my god! And like, we're all kids. We're not gonna like. Pry into his nose and everything. At first, a couple kids started laughing at him. And then, like, we realized that he was, like, freaking out. Which, I mean, every right to. You got to rock up your nose. And I looked over at him at the exact moment that he was like, oh, no, it's stuck. And I was like, oh,
You saw that reaction to where he's like, I need help.
Fear. It went from, like, kind of doot-doot-doot-doot to just like, oh, no.
It went from this is kind of cool to, oh, no.
And so we called them the lunch ladies. They weren't the ones that served us the food. They were the ones that were like out there watching us while we were playing.
Oh, okay.
I think they have a
Title. They have a
title. I don't know what the title is, but I remember watching one of the lunch ladies freak out and just like, oh my god, we gotta get him, and like, because a kid ran over. I will not comfortably admit, but I was not the kid that went and told them. I just kind of stared in disbelief. But I watched this.
My boy waited for that rock.
God, I know. I was like, maybe he'll get it on his own. I had faith in him. I'm like, you're gonna get it. Don't sweat it. But he didn't. And so I watched the lunch lady run over, just like picked him up by an arm and like put him on like a backpack and just took off toward the nurse's office.
Oh, she booked it then.
Oh yeah, she booked it. She was like in her 60s too.
Oh, nice.
Like she was probably in no condition to be doing that.
Yeah.
But you know she.
But you know what?
She
piggybacked. You know what? Heroes.
Yes, not heroes, all heroes do wear capes. And
somewhere
she piggybacked this kid to the nurse's office, and I obviously they got it out because we saw him the next day. And
so like, he lived.
Yeah, he lived. But I was just like, oh my god, like he's like I hope he's not listening to this, but he's probably walking around the world going, oh my god, he just used my nose story that I thought I buried into my conscience. My subconscious, and he just used it.
You know what? If this doesn't make it any further than Utah, I hope he hears it, and I hope he contacts us so I can find out why you put that rock in your nose, bro. What was in there?
Yeah, what was the
Did that rock smell good? Dude, rocks that are at concrete after rain.
Oh, yeah, the smell of rain.
Daddy. Oof. Is that what that rock? Maybe that rock smelled like that?
Yeah, maybe it was. I don't know if it rained. I don't remember.
Maybe he just wanted it in his nose?
Yeah, and I was like, maybe it smelled good, and he like went to sniff it, and it went up. I don't know, but I just remember seeing him go, oh, crap. Because he was sitting there, and he was like, so we had this like cement border that went around our sandbox to like keep the sand contained. Cause, like,
keep
there was,
the sand
like,
in the box?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And because like, there was like a soccer field and like a baseball diamond. I don't know if there was a baseball diamond, but we had like
What's
basketballs. Lakeview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little Lakeview Elementary.
Ah, good old.
And, so I remember sitting there, and he was just like, in his little bubble, and he picked this rock up, and that's when the other kid was like, he's going to stick it up his nose. And I'm like, there's no way. And he just sat there, and he grabbed it, and like, I don't know if he smelled it, and it just went, thunk, or if like,
oh,
see,
because
like, it wasn't like a
doozy.
It was just like a little rock, but it went up, but it didn't go into his nasal cavity, but it didn't fall out. It got stuck like right there in the, like the pinch point. Right before it drops into your nasal cavity, because your nasal cavity is kind of big.
Yeah.
And it just, like, got hung up there, and it was just up there, and, like, you could see that his nose had, like, a little bulge from, like, where it was. Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, and so. Ooh. Yeah, and so, like, I remember doing cringe things, but I didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't ever think I've put anything in my... I'm over here bragging about it when I just almost choked on the metal piece of an eraser.
The
like.
Most cringe thing I did was... I don't even know. Like I did some shifts.
Probably the bleach tips.
Oh yeah, I had at one point it wasn't just the tips, dude. I bleached the entire dome.
You were a stud, dude. I'll tell you what. I've seen pictures.
Far from a being a stud. You know, dude, my nickname was Hedgehog.
Because you were. But I wasn't fastest.
I wasn't fast, bro. Like, okay, here's an example of like my like baffling athletic ability that I don't know what it is.
Baffling.
So remember when they did the presidential fitness awards? So,
I nodded and yes, I remember
fifth,
that.
It was fifth grade. I got, so
These timelines, we're not quite sure. We're just going off our own memories. So school. It happened.
So we're in fifth grade, and then so there was the kids that did the shuttle run where they pick up the erasers from the four square thing.
Oh,
you remember that one where they grab it and run, and then grab the other one and then run?
Was that one where you were supposed to touch your toes? Part of it, where you had the board. There was a board that they put in front of your box.
Sit there and you go.
You had to lean over it or something, and it was like.
How flexible are you? Because I know I'd fail that now.
Oh, dude. You should watch me try to put my socks on in the morning.
Oof, that's rough. You got one of those shoehorns. But so my thing was I wasn't fast. I don't really have the greatest endurance, but I would know it was there. And looking back at it now, I think they didn't count one of my laps because I don't think I was running good enough. But what it was is they picked the top four from each class. To go and run around, I'll run around the perimeter of the playground four times at equal to mile or something like that. And the three kids that were in it were
fast.
They were fast and they had endurance, and I won't take that away because they were good at it. And then the other kid was up there too, in our class.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up getting sick the day of the little thing when they would do it. And they pulled me and said that I came in fifth.
Bruh.
Looking back at it, because I wasn't the kid that just walked around. I would give it the effort.
I was the kid that walked around.
But I would give it the effort, but there was times that I would stop to walk to catch my breath or whatever.
Yeah.
But I would try.
Okay.
But I don't remember ever passing enough people to consider myself in the lead of any point. And they pulled me to do the run. And I tried. I really did try because I'm like, oh, my God, I wasn't expecting to do this that day. And so they're like, yeah, you're going to do it because so-and-so's not here. You're the next one, as far as, the endurance category. I'm like, what? I honestly, because it was four laps around the playground. And I honestly think I did three, but they thought I did four.
The pressure was on.
Because I know I wasn't on the lead lap.
Bro, maybe you're just faster than you think you are.
And so... They told me to go. I'm like, okay, dude, I got one lap where I kept with them because I think there was 16 kids total or 12 kids total. Cause I think we had 3 fifth grade classes. It might've just been two.
Would you say that they smoked you
for the first lap? No, I hung on. I was on the tail end of the pack, but I hung on.
Ooh,
but after that, gassed,
just
could not do it.
That's rough.
And I was like, nope. And then in my little heart, I'm like, I'm not as good as they think I am.
I remember in elementary, junior high, I guess, I gave it some effort to be one of those kids. And you know what?
Some people, I don't know if it's they just are more physically active as a kid.
Probably, dude.
Gifted, dude.
Elementary, dude, I'd run around jungle gyms, all that jazz, you know, and. Nah,
jump
like
off
then,
like, yeah.
Junior high, bro. I was just like, you know what? I'm only gonna run if I'm being chased.
Fair enough. And that's the thing.
And I'm gonna tell you this one last thing about running. You just gotta be faster than the slowest guy.
Oh yeah, if you're getting chased.
So you're.
I wasn't
presidential.
The slowest, but I don't
presidential I awards.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Bill Clinton. No. When was the last time you gave it the full beans when you ran?
Dude, I don't want.
Not just oh, I'm running fast, but full on as fast as you can.
So the last time that I actually did run was when your daughter wanted me to chase her around the yard yesterday.
Okay.
And I scared her apparently because she said stop after I almost caught her.
Yeah.
She freaked out. But before that, it must have been, I want to say about a year and a half ago, maybe.
Not just gym stuff, but full beans.
No, I'm talking about I was gunning it. These old limbs were moving.
Oof.
Not as fast as people would want to think, but they were. I was gassing it. I was giving her the beans, bud. And I hit a gopher hole, face planted, of course, and about died.
The best
thing about it was that. My nieces and nephews were there to watch me as well as my wife, and she will still remember that. She's probably going to laugh when she hears this part, but yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's rough, dude. You know what? I think you shouldn't have to run after a certain age.
I mean, if you want to be physically fit, want to do the 10K?
I will give it up to anybody that does 10Ks and all these marathons and stays super fit. I did the gym thing. You remember that. Mm-hmm. I did that for a while.
The gym.
And I did it. You know, I went all in, but... I don't know, man. I'm just not motivated. I'm not going to tell you that I have a lot of stuff to do. I'm not going to lie. But yeah. I'm just not motivated to do it. Like, maybe, you know, a couple years I'll get back into it so that when I'm in my 40s, I'm one of those old guys.
I'm still young flame.
Something, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, but like right now, I'm at the point where like I know better. I don't want to be sore.
Oh, dude.
I have stuff I got to do.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. And it just, age hits you, bro.
I'm telling
you. 30 didn't bother me that bad. I think that was the year I broke my toe when I decided to stub it up against a rock at the lake. But
I remember
31
that.
Got me.
Did it?
29 wasn't bad. 30 was like, it was kind of mental, but like I watched all the older versions of me, you and everybody else that like turns before I do.
Yeah.
And I watched you guys and it didn't seem bad. So when 30 hit, it was just like, oh yeah, now I'm starting my age off with a 3 instead of a 2.
Yeah.
But 31, I woke up sore a lot more.
Yeah.
31 was just like, my body was like, you.
Well, then you have that theory that you talked to me about how people didn't even weren't expected to.
Well, yeah, like
tell it.
Naturally, before like modern medicine and like farming and all that stuff. Like, well, so I mean that's quite a ways back. If I say farming, so maybe scratch the farming one. But like humans during like the Middle Ages, like the average age was like in their 30s or 40s. Like gray hair was kind of like once you got gray hair, you're on your slope down.
Yeah.
Now it's like we're. Our generation, we're probably going to work till we're in our 70s, my dude.
Yeah, no.
And
that'd be lucky, I'll tell you that. Because the way everything's going, it's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, and so
The trick, I'm going to tell you guys this. The trick to living and working past your 20s is to find yourself a job that you're good enough at to where it looks like you're not working very hard.
Yeah.
Because the harder you, like, I'm not saying don't work hard. You don't have work ethic, but... What a lot of people don't understand in their 20s is, like, you got to work your tail off in your 20s. And, I mean, as soon as you can work, 18s, you know, and work as hard as you can to get to the point where you don't have to take too much crap from too many people. And
you're not working
hard.
You're
basically almost in charge of yourself. You got to get to that point so that even if you are working into your 80s, hopefully not.
God, I know.
But, you know, if you're working that far into your life, you know, might as well make it a little bit more easy on your body, because
yeah,
I'm gonna tell you that these bodies don't feel the same as they did when they were 20.
Dude, the other day, what was it, Thursday or Friday last week, I woke up and Karina was getting ready for work, and she's
that's his
said
wife
a little goodbye and everything before she went to work. And so I was like, okay, I got a couple more hours. I got like an hour before I have to get everybody up and get Joe out of school and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I fell back asleep. I felt fine when I woke up to say goodbye. But when I woke up after that hour, I kinked my neck. I couldn't turn left. I couldn't look up. I couldn't look down. Like I was, my vision was right, or it was center, right, and slightly down. Just like, so like, that's where it didn't hurt. That 1 hour of sleep took me down for the weekend. There was like 3 days where I couldn't do anything. I was going to get up. I was going to take and get everybody ready. And then I wanted to take and go outside because we're going to do our vegetable garden again this year.
Oh, yeah. My man's got a farm.
A farm. And I was going to take and do the vegetable garden. I was going to till it all up and everything and then like fix the fences because I'm going to have to put bigger fences because, yes, we have chickens too. So I was going to take and build the fence up and everything so the chickens don't get into the food. Like into the vegetables.
Yeah.
And so I was super motivated to do this. And so I was like, okay, get up, do all this stuff. Well, when I couldn't look left, I was like, I should probably rest my neck. She was telling me like, take it easy. Don't do anything. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, 3 days, like my entire weekend, the Thursday, the Friday and Saturday, useless.
Dude,
but it did get better in time for me to go back to work on Sunday. And I was like, oh, that's convenient.
How bizarre.
Yeah. But yeah, so like,
dude, that happened to me like 2 weeks ago. I was cleaning up we were cleaning the house and moving all the stuff around. I like, I don't know what, I didn't think I was sitting here lifting up a million pounds, but I like, we moved the couches around, moved the TV around and did all kinds of cleaning, which, you know, it's nice when you get into the swing of like wanting to clean. Cause I feel like that's underrated. It's like,
A clean house is when you have
that like push to clean, dude, and you go all out. It's like the best feeling afterwards.
Yeah. She gets a drive sometimes where she's like, "We're doing this."
Yeah,
she has a routine with like the music and everything.
The same. And dude, I'm like, we do too here.
Like, I usually just like, if I wake up on Thursday, I'll do it because like how our schedule is like she has the first half of the week off, I have the second half of the week off.
Yeah,
and so like she'll do her cleaning and stuff. Mine's usually on Thursday if I'm really motivated, or I'll do Friday, and I always pick a random. I don't know. I guess lately, I don't know if it's just because of spring, but I'll pick a random thing that I have to clean and I'll just try to clean it. But she does way more thorough of a job than I do. I'm not going to take that away from her at all because she's a hell of a lot better at it than me.
Well, yeah, bro. But, they have to be better at us, bro.
Yeah, because I mean, like.
That wasn't like a misogyny thing. Like, I'm saying, like, they, you know, they have to one up us. They're better. They're better at life
things. I got
to
win. Yeah, Anna does that now. But
better work.
So, yeah. Yeah. God, that phrase. So, yeah, like, she'll do a more thorough job, but I'll, like, hyper-focus on one specific thing. And I'll just deep into it and just, like, yeah, I got the one thing clean. But,
yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, where were we going with this?
I don't know, man. We kind of spiraled.
The age thing. It was the age thing. So, yeah, really? Like, waking up now...
I feel like young people take advantage how well their back feels.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did, too.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, wake up not sore.
Dude, I miss that. That's the thing that if I could have three wishes, one of them would definitely be my, let's say, 16-year-old back, dude. If I had my 16-year-old back, oh, my.
Yeah, Lanta, you had your back?
Yeah. Ooh, daddy.
Like, that gets onto, like, the thing of, like, how, like, messed up humans are. Like, our back is not put together, right?
We haven't evolved.
Yeah.
We're not evolved to the point where we have good backs.
We've evolved faster than, like, nature is like, hey, let's fix this first. Let's put some more muscle in there before you start walking upright. And we're like, nope. I can use this stick now, and I'm going to.
But then you have, like, I don't know, dude. I feel like then you have people that are, like, retired from, like, bodybuilding. Or, like, lifting a lot of weights, dude, and their bodies are jacked, dude.
Oh, dude.
Like, that's the other thing.
Like, I don't know if it's just because, like, at our age, the people we see, it looks rough. Like, but, like, the people that, like the celebrities and stuff that were, like, super bodybuilders when we were kids. Yeah. I don't know if it was just because they tanned too much and they took steroids. They
crispied their skin. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Come on. You can't.
Arnold.
Come on, Arnie. You can't lie to me and tell me that you didn't do any supplements like that. Yeah, like any steroids. And it's cool. You know, like, that's what you
whatever.
Did.
Like, you had an image you had to project.
Your body, your you know.
Yeah. Your body, your choice.
Your body, your choice. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. And so.
But that stuff messes you up.
Yeah. And like I'm not going to preach to the choir and say that I'm like living this healthiest lifestyle. Like,
I am not.
Bacon double cheeseburger is good.
Oh, dude, that sounds good.
That does sound good. And then like.
I mean, just like yesterday, you know, we had two slabs of ribs and.
Mac and cheese,
man. With you know, Buddha. That's not like exactly the promotion for a healthy lifestyle, but
yeah, like I don't know if it's like normal because like physically fit people they eat healthy a lot more than we do because they're you know they're healthy, but like sometimes like a salad slaps, bro.
A salad has hit the spot before, and yeah. It's kind of like I don't know. Sometimes yeah, healthy food just like hits different.
Karina got me on this one from Chick-fil-A, which sucks because like I go to Chick-fil-A for a certain thing because I know that's what I want.
Yeah.
But like they have a Southwest chicken salad with the avocado ranch, and that's the other thing. Like she's gonna laugh at this when she hears it, but I didn't like avocados till about 2 months ago. I hated guac. I didn't like avocados, dude. I'm swinging way too hard the other way. Like I'm gonna be. The basic chick that I'm gonna be the dude that wants avocado toast.
God, dude, do you know how expensive avocados are?
Well, they're now they got like their little.
No, dude, there's like a whole like monopoly on avocados.
Yeah, it's by the cartels, dude. Yeah. I learned this last week too.
Dude, like them dudes are like shutting down avocado farms because
they run them. Yeah, but they cracked a deal, so avocados aren't slowing down.
Thank God.
Still gonna be like
I mean, I say thank God, but in reality, I don't even eat avocado. I'm not an avocado boy.
See, and I wasn't, but lately it's been really...
Are you ahead of me in the age thing? Am I going to start liking avocado?
But I don't know. Like, it just started clicking. And I'm like, you know what? This is actually pretty good. I get the hype. Did I not like it because other people liked it and I just didn't want to be that person?
That has happened to me.
Yeah, I've done that.
I have been the anti-trend.
Dude, it was me with Walking Dead. And then I swung away. I think it was me too.
I think we both kind of fell into like the not watching, and then I watched it, and then you were still out of it.
Yeah. And then I got into the hype of it as Glenn died, and then I was like, oh, this is stupid.
Spoiler alert.
And then the avocado was the same way. And you know what? It only started last week. Like I don't like tomatoes. People know me. No, I don't like tomatoes.
I'm allergic, so.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that so you don't get pressured?
But that's my wife.
I don't like raw tomatoes, but I've been trying. I know it's not the healthy option, but I've been trying to eat them on my burgers. Because I need to, if I'm going to make my kids eat healthy, I need to set an example.
You need to be the staple so that they're not just like, well, why do I got to eat my vegetables, but dad's over there only getting meat?
Yeah, and like she's a lot better at eating healthy than I am because she'll eat salads way more than me.
Yeah.
But I need to take and put that effort in and try. And it wouldn't hurt me to, you know, eat a salad once in a while.
Indeed. Well, just like the whole vitamin thing, dude, I need to start getting better at that. I'll like come in and out of it, dude. Like there's days where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take my multivitamin, you know, and keep these bones strong. And then there's weeks where I forget I even have them, and I look in the bin and I'm like, oh, there's more vitamins. Whoops.
In the bin.
In the old.
British people are gonna think we're talking about garbage cans. I think, isn't that what they call it? The bin.
It's in the boot, not the bonnet.
The boot and the bonnet. So, yeah, like I need to eat healthier, and I'm not a picky eater, but there's certain things I won't eat. And tomatoes is one of them. I like tomato products. I like ketchup. I like pasta sauce. Like, I like things tomatoes make. Sun-dried tomatoes? Oh, those things slap. Those are good.
Well, like, what do you mean?
Like, she makes this, we haven't had it recently, but, like, it's, what is it? Like, it's like, I think it's kale.
He's doing something with his hand, and I don't know, like.
It's like kale, and then, like, it's got, like, sun-dried tomatoes in it. It's like chicken and like
what is
white
a sun
dried
tomato? Is it just like a chip?
No, it's like a.
Here. Well, you're saying it's dried.
Yeah. So here, I'm gonna show it to you.
And I'm just telling you because I am absolutely the anti tomato person in my household and in probably my family. But I can eat tomatoes like if it's mixed in something like ceviche or like something that where it. It's like it muffles the taste of the tomato, so I don't really know.
Or the tomato accents it.
Like salsa.
Like
I can eat salsa.
I'm not going to grab a raw tomato and just bite it. That's dude. Just deplorable. Like sun-dried tomatoes. Those things in like, I don't know if it's just like the way she cooks them, but like.
They look like little deflated footballs.
That's kind of what they are.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Little known fact, I used to eat tomatoes.
Just straight up.
I'd take a bite out of them like an apple.
Disgusting.
When I was younger, when I was a little kid, that's why I don't like them. Maybe I used to do that and it kind of burned me out.
I did that with green beans. I used to love green beans when I was a kid. Now, like a can of green beans.
Right. But then again, I still like food that not a lot of people like liver and onions. I like liver and onions.
Yes.
See?
See? Like, I don't know if I could do that though, because like a liver is a filter. So literally like half of it is just filtered stuff that now my liver has to eat and filter. And consume.
I mean, it's from an animal, though. How much do you really think that they eat? That's worse.
Yeah, I mean,
than
they're
what
not. They're not pounding rock stars.
You know what I mean? I don't. I see it both ways. Yeah, I guess it is a filter. But I don't know. Just the way my mom makes liver and onions, bro. That hits different.
That's rough. I mean, to each their own. All right, so that's all the time we have today. We'll wrap this episode up.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Any last words?
I do.
I do. Okay. All right. Take care, guys. Stay tuned for more.